An unregistered church gets the Belarusian government's attention. Millions are called to pray on IDOP Sunday, and giving the gift of sight nurtures new relationships in the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's been an astonishing move in favor of the New Life Church in Minsk, Belarus. The highest economic court of Belarus has canceled all previous court decisions against the church and is re-examining the case.
It certainly is evidence that the Belarusian government is feeling the pressure that has been put against them by other foreign governments.
Glenn Penner with Voice of the Martyrs Canada explains why this is so unusual.
This is a court body that normally only examines matters of what is considered of state importance. So this is quite unprecedented for an independent, non-registered church to get this kind of attention from the Belarusian government.
For at least 2 years, believers there have faced fines, threats, and harassment. But Penner says their testimony has been powerful.
They have really worked hard at maintaining their integrity. They have consistently said, we're going to demonstrate peacefully, that we're going to be praying for our government. We're not going to allow them to run all over us and do that which is illegal. And I believe that in this, they have really responded very graciously and very much in line with the Spirit of Christ.
Next, the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is November 12th. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller, won't be in the United States this year.
I'll have the pleasure, actually the benefit, of being with our brothers and sisters in Gaza at the Gaza Baptist Church, which is the only evangelical church in Gaza.
As the area becomes more influenced by Islamic militants, Christians are being targeted. Mueller tells us about their requests.
Mostly they ask that they would be given strength to endure persecution so that their churches could still grow, but they would be given strength to give grace to those around them and to be able to stand strong despite the persecution.
While many believe the persecution against Christians hurts church growth, Mueller says the opposite's true. MNN will remember suffering servants on our IDOP radio broadcast, airing on more than 200 radio stations. Contact your local station for airtimes or listen at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says there's a growing sense amongst Indonesia's believers of increasing pressure against those who are following Christ. He notes this is a result of a ban restricting private religious gatherings in homes.
A permit has to be obtained which requires the signature of 75 families in that area in order to make it legal to gather together for a prayer meeting. And as a result, a number of fairly large house churches have been obliged to close.
Seemingly innocent, the restrictions significantly chill evangelistic work among Indonesia's house churches.
They couldn't muster that many signatures of people willing to go on the record, put their name on the line for something like this. So although the law is framed in such a way that it doesn't appear to discriminate, it actually seems targeted at making it very difficult for house churches to worship.
Meanwhile, here's Life Inner City sponsoring Gift of Sight events throughout the U.S. It's an effort to not only give the needy the gift of physical sight, but also an opportunity to lead them to spiritual sight through Christ. Through the program, teams offer free eye exams, glasses, and food, linking children and their families to neighborhood churches. The relationships that come from this strategy are nurtured. Funding and prayer are the only obstacles to seeing the program grow. And Teen Missions Malawi recently sent out 4 male Chichewa students for evangelism, similar to what Christ did with the 12 apostles. One team was going to Mumbo Island, while the other heads to Domwe Island. Both of these islands are off Cape McClear in the southern portion of the lake. Pray for these young men as they go to places where the gospel is seldom heard. Pray also that there would be a great outpouring of God's Spirit on these 2 islands and continued growth. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request The Jungle Pilot at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.